KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The first group of white South Africans selected by Washington for resettlement in the United States has flown out of the country. Transport officials say the group of 49 Afrikaners departed on a private chartered flight from Orotombo International last night. They were granted refugee status through an executive order by U.S. President Donald Trump earlier this year. He made the offer to white Afrikaners who he claimed had faced racial discrimination. The South African government rejected those claims, calling them unfounded. American officials are expected to receive the group in Virginia today. Transport's Colin Mcebe has told Newsroom Africa that all the passengers were vetted.
Part of the conditions of this permit that was approved is for all the passengers to be vetted, and that is falls outside of our scope as the Department of Transport. It has to be done by the SAPS or the state security. But of course, we do not want to allow somebody who's got a criminal case pending to be leaving the country.
Last week, the South African government voiced concerns at the news that the U.S. had started processing alleged refugees, describing the resettlement process as politically motivated. Government says, though, it won't stop people who want to leave from doing so. Timothy Omotoso is due back in court this morning. The Nigerian televangelist, who was last month acquitted of rape and human trafficking charges, was arrested again over the weekend. Police have confirmed that the new charges are related to immigration. Newswatch's Selakile Dwaba reports.
Omotoso is expected to appear in the East London Magistrate Court today. The Nigerian pastor was rearrested in the early hours of Saturday for allegedly contravening the immigration laws. This is after the Home Affairs Minister rejected Omotoso's application to overturn an earlier decision made by the department to declare him a prohibited person. The rearrest comes a month after the Gqeberha High Court acquitted Omotoso and his co-accused Lusanda Solani and Zuki Swasito on all 32 charges.
And playing chess in Afghanistan has been banned until further notice. The Taliban says the move follows concerns that the game is a source of gambling, which is illegal under the government's morality law. The group, which seized power in 2021, has steadily imposed laws and regulations which it says are religious considerations under Islamic law. The sports directorate says the game of chess is prohibited until those concerns are addressed. Last year, authorities banned free fighting, such as mixed martial arts, in professional competition, saying it was too violent and problematic with respect to Sharia law. On the weather front, we've got a high of 23 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg 21, Richards Bay 24. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.